ABC Radio Australia.
Well, as Papua New Guinea signed off on a new landmark defence treaty with Australia, in PNG's Highlands region, victims of tribal violence are calling for better security and help. One community group, the Lagaip of Poverty Relivers Association, has stepped forward to provide a path forward for those displaced and traumatised by violence. The group's founder, Tony Sulupin, explained to the ABC's Godwin Eki about the skills they're trying to pass on to young people.
We are trying to involve them and try to raise some income. We pay them little income that sustain their livelihood. So yeah, most of the people we engage in our project are from the tribal fight affected areas. So we try to provide some case handling opportunities for them to support their livelihood.
And I understand you're doing some construction work, building a centre for. Can you explain to us what the centre is for?
It's a community cultural resource and a building project, level 3 building. It received funding from German embassy, and also we are supported by the National Cultural Commission. The building construction is going on. After completion of this project, we will provide a community-based life skills training to our women to make local food fit for the animals, and also climate change training, agriculture farming training, and a number of trainings that we are trying to offer to our community in partnership with our development partners like National Agriculture Research Institute, Fresh Produce Development Agency, and our development international partners like UNDP, Red Cross, things like that. This year, July, we have trained 45 women from within the community. We train them. We train them out to make a tree nursery, and actually, they have taken the initiative to raise about 5,000 tree nursery seedlings. Some of those tree seedlings we have planted in the field, and some are still in the nursery. So we are engaging 45 women to combat climate change and the reforestation initiative.
And you also have men who have also been affected by, you know, tribal fights in the area. I believe you're probably doing something with them, especially things like carpentry and other activities that they're involved in the program.
Yeah, men, most of the men, they are prone to get killed in the tribal fight. So what I'm doing is I am engaging most of the young boys in this construction. Even though tribal fight is going on, but I am keeping them busy in this construction, so they are on the safe side. And at the same time, we provide some sort of income for them to support their livelihood.
How many people have you engaged into doing certain activities?
So actually, in the group, there's 100 registered women. And then we have around 15 registered men. They are the core members of the association. And due to funding problem and our activities are not fully funded, it's like a voluntary activity. So whenever there is project coming up or there is little activity needs to be done, then it's voluntary. So we just call for our people to come and take part, and they do the work. And at the end, we provide some kind of incentive for them. Basically, it's like a volunteer.
What can you tell us about the young kids or, you know, young girls and young men that have been affected by the tribal fights?
I think a couple of weeks ago, there was a tribal fight within our community, and two of our students were killed. They were murdered by some thugs. The two students from our community high school, they were killed, and then full-scale warfare, and then it lasted for 1 week. Students were also taking part in tribal fight, as you'd say. Two of our students were killed, and it's a sad story for us.
How long can you be doing this for if you're doing this alone and getting minimum support from other organizations?
It's a people-oriented project, so whether we receive funding or we don't, the project will keep on going. We don't receive much funding from the government, but we at times we receive funding from the international organization. And those funding sources are our hope, so we will we continue to receive some funding, and then we try to expand our mission. I've been raising this concern over many times in the media, both social media and mainstream media. The government, like provincial government and our district development authority, they are well aware of what we are doing. They should be supporting us because we are taking initiative and we are trying to support the very people that our government should support. But they are very stubborn people. They are, I don't know, they are not people-oriented people, officers who are occupying the government offices. So they are not supporting their people. What I am doing is I am doing for a humanitarian, just for the love of helping my people as long as I am in my community and I exist on this planet. I want to try to help my people what I can do.
And that was Tony Sulupin on the line from Enga Province, and he was speaking there to reporter Godwin Eki.